This is the last Saturday of Lent. This evening, with the vigil, with Vespers, we begin the holiest week of the year. In fact, it is, in all languages, called Holy Week. Settimana Santa, Ibdomada Santa, Semana Santa, in English, Holy Week. Every day is holy, every week is holy, but this week is so important. And of course, we begin now, and it's obvious from the readings that we have just heard or read, which I hope you have. You're supposed to, since my voice is too compromised for me to read them in both languages. Again, it's too much. But we have the first lesson in the Old Testament from the book of St. Jeremiah. Always, Jeremiah has been seen as a very good predecessor of Jesus. Jeremiah spoke the truth openly, and his enemies plotted against him and eventually killed him. And so, as a result, he is a predecessor of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died because of teaching the truth. And here in this reading that we have just read, his enemies are plotting against him. Let us put him to death. Let us get rid of him. Some people think that because you get rid of something like that, of the prophets, or of our Lord, or of the church, that you get rid of the truth, and you get rid of the reality of purgatory, heaven, or hell, God forbid. You don't. And those who do not believe will find out soon enough what it is. And of course, our faith demands that we practice it fully and completely. And then we shall join St. Jeremiah and our Lord in the Passion. If we do not join our Lord in the Passion, we will not join him in the resurrection and the glorification and the ascension. In the Gospel, of course, we see the whole scenario is prepared, and we have already a reading concerning Palm Sunday, which is tomorrow. Palm Sunday, in which he rides on the colt of an ass, and that is part of the coronation ceremony of the King of Israel. And the Hebrews knew it, the Pharisees knew it, and the apostles knew it. The Romans did not understand any of it, but eventually they would. We, for the most part, with some exceptions, do not understand any of it, but we will if we are smart and if we wish to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We need to know our faith, to know our religion. And that, of course, first of all, is based on the sacred scriptures which we receive from sacred tradition. Inseparable and indefatigable, not to be cast aside. And so our Lord enters on the colt of an ass, and the crowds, the multitudes, proclaim Hosanna to the Son of David. And the Son of David is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And thus our Lord is proclaimed before the whole of the people of Jerusalem, and as such of Israel, and as such of the world, and of the church in particular, Hosanna to the Son of David, the Son of God. And so, with palm branches and olive branches as well, by the way, and in Rome, they have palm branches for the Pope, but the rest of the people have olive branches that they wave because they were more numerous in the Holy Land. And so, with these branches, a symbol of triumph, a symbol of glory, the Son of God is welcomed into his city. The Prince of Peace enters the city of peace, Jerusalem, and that's what that means, the city of peace. but it will not be peace for long. And of course, the Pharisees are horrified that everybody is accepting him, that they believe him, and they begin to plot, just as they did against Jeremiah's. And thus, they're scandalized. They're all following him. They all believe him. We need to do something fast before we lose it. They had not the slightest inkling to the fact that they already had lost it. Jesus is the King. Jesus is the Lord. And to him we owe everything. And so we give thanks to God that we are here, and that he allows us to be here before his holy altar. I mentioned to the acolytes, and there's a few missing, unfortunately. Woe is me. That the service to which God has called them at this time is a very, very special, very holy service. Nothing in the world can compare to it. And so I'm very thankful for their presence. And it is no wonder that this parish has 25 and now on the way of getting 27 vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. That is not an accident. Our practice, our assiduous, sacrificial practice of our faith, of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, the likes of which there is no other, that is what brings about vocations. So from this little cell will come forth many religious and many priests who will proclaim the truth of Christ, who will suffer with Christ, because this is not a call to glory. Glory is in heaven, not yet. Who will suffer with Christ and who will follow Christ assiduously. It is very interesting that yesterday and this week, His Excellency Bishop Fell, Bishop, were ordained a bunch of porters and acolytes and lectors, and soon they will receive the tonsure. And so they are beginning the last phase of their priesthood, because this week is dedicated to the priesthood and everything that has to do with the priesthood. And so this week is indeed a very serious, difficult in some ways, but very happy and joyful in others, of the priesthood. Because we, who are priests, who are called to be priests, are supposed to follow Christ completely, fully. Even if not all of us are called to the priesthood per se, nevertheless, all of us are called to follow Christ fully. And so I hope and pray that this will be the case for each and every one of you, for each and every one of them who are here serving in this Holy Mass. And I said, as I said to them in the sacristy, it doesn't matter if you're up here or if you're down here, you're serving the Mass. And that is the most glorious, wonderful thing that anyone, that any man can attain to obtain. So may God continue to bless us and continue to increase us, that we may eventually see that there are many, many who will be given the gift of the priesthood. A very difficult gift, but a very important gift, the likes of which there is no other. Pray for holy vocations. And since we are living in these horrible, disastrous times, as we have seen this week, something that I predicted 13 years ago, and unfortunately has come true. I would have rather neither predicted it nor it have come true. We need to pray for the church. in these disastrous times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.